Geche, Ayaag, Bizendaya, our elders, listen to them, focuses on personal histories of our Ojibwe elders of Minnesota. This program includes personal historic knowledge of the changes they've experienced in Indian country and beyond. Geche Ayaag Bizendaya includes the changes they've seen due to the federal Indian policy as well as state policy. This program targets villages and communities within the boundaries of the White Earth Indian Reservation and beyond to other Ojibwe reservations in our state. Geche Ayaag Bizendaya, our elders, listen to them.
Bonjour, my name is Grace. I am with Mary Favorite, an Anishinaabe elder who was born in White Earth and grew up in Leech Lake. This is part one of a three-part series. Thank you for letting me come to your home to do this interview. It is a privilege. Tell us your name, where you're from, your clan, something about yourself.
I was born in White Earth. My grandmother on my dad's side, she had a farm. He had all kinds of stuff, and she passed on, and so he was left to take care of the farm. Then that's when all the relatives come out the wood, say, you know, sell the place, and we want our share. And for quite a while, my dad hung on to the farm, and finally he just said, take it. Packed up my mother and my two brothers, and I had just gotten out of the hospital. Took me, and away we went. We went to Leech Lake, moved in with my grandparents. My grandparents were Beba Masige, and I can't remember my grandma's name. It's right there.
What does Beba Masige mean?
I think it means something with the clouds or coming over the sky or something like that anyway.
So what was life like moving from White Earth to Leech Lake?
I was two when we left. I have no idea what it was like before. Until we got to Leech Lake. And then I always say it's a little family compound, you know. It was my grandparents, my uncle, and my other uncle. We kind of grew up together there, my cousins. And those were the only people I knew. We wanted to go and play with them. We'd have to go, and we'd be gone all day, stay overnight, or stay a couple days and then come home.
Wow, you guys must have been in good shape, huh?
Yeah, like I said, I was two when all that happened. Right at that time, too, you know, I was just learning how to talk. And that's all my grandparents, my parents, my uncles, and their wives. That's all they spoke was Ojibwe. So that was my number one language. I didn't know how to speak English until I moved back here.
Tell me about what the world was like when you were a child. What kind of things were going on?
You know what? We didn't have all the toys. If we wanted something, we'd have to make it or build it ourselves. My brothers wanted little cars or something like that. They had to make their own little cars, you know, out of wood. Sometimes we'd be out in the woods. I think we moved back here. I was like 12. 13 was a shocker for me. You talk about when Indians go to the city in the old days, that was really a shocker. That's the way it was for me. I just was not used to people being that close. I was used to 4 or 5 miles.
Right.
My grandma wanted to go grocery shopping. She'd have to go to Wilkinson. And so we'd get in a boat. And we'd take off, and it'll be an all-day thing. By the time we got there, then we'd have to camp for overnight. Then we'd get up in the morning, and my grandma and I would, or whoever was, went with them to interpret for my grandmother, would go to the store with her and interpret what she wanted. My grandpa had horses. So that was our mode of transportation. Then my grandmother, she got a hunk of money. She raised this baby. It wasn't her child. I think it was her brother's child. And the mother died in childbirth. So when he was born, my grandmother took over. My grandmother, she was just getting over nursing one of my uncles. So that little baby took over. So she nursed him and raised him. Then he went into the service, and he was in the army for quite a while. And then something happened. He got hurt. Government settled with him. So he sent my grandma that money. So he went on a Model T, I think. The little square ones.
How were you disciplined back then?
You know, My grandparents did all the disciplining. My mom and dad were there, but it was like their parenting. They didn't have that because the grandparents took over. How they disciplined us was my grandmother would tell us stories. She'd tell us, now figure out, what am I saying? How am I saying it that you would understand? They would teach a child to be patient. They would teach a child not to fight. We'd have to try and figure it out. Sometimes we didn't, and if we didn't, then to sit until we figured it out.
What traditions did you practice in your home and in your community?
In the home that I grew up in, after we left my grandparents and we kind of lost it, I grew up in ceremonies. I grew up my grandma telling me how to be a woman. All those traditions that I learned from my grandmother, they went out the door when we moved back here because nobody was doing it. And my dad went back to the church and became a minister, and so he practiced that way. I was Christian, but I wasn't happy with it. So I told my parents that I didn't want to be this way. I wanted the life that my grandmother had. The way she explained things to me was with the Midday Society, all your ceremonies and stuff like that. It's not something like go to church, you sit and go somewhere and pray. What it is, it's an everyday life that you practice. It's almost like automatically breathing, automatically eating. That's the way it was. And that's the kind of life I wanted.
Same here. How have things changed in your community?
The things I see, I get disappointed because I think that if these kids only understood the life that we had when I moved back here, you know, my childhood wasn't that bad. My parents could leave their house, shut the door, put a little stick in the door. Nobody bothered it. Today you can't do that. I mean, you got to put bars on your windows. People have no respect for anything. One of the biggest things is the lack of respect.
I agree with that.
Bizendan wawene gi kagi kemikuyan gidamin jamendan gaye.
Funding for this program has been made possible through the voters of the state, Minnesota, through a grant from the Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund. To hear more, feel free to visit www.nijiradio.org. That is www.niijiradio.org. Miigwech.